What's up, everybody? It's shameless plug time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hey, it's Sunday, everybody. I know it's 7 o'clock. It is what it is. I'm here though. I'm here. Technical difficulties, you know? It just, every time I think it's gonna be okay, they hit this software with a freaking update, and I'm like, mind blown. Cause then it throws everything out of whack. So let's kill the music. And today's music is really, I just don't understand. Now there's no reviews. I'm just kind of doing my thing like I always do. And I got a orange tint to me. I guess I gotta fix my lighting. Let me fix the lighting. Let's get it right. Hopefully this works out okay, because it's, you know, if Murphy can do anything, hey, it's all Murphy Law. And hey, just Ron, you said it right on point. I want to say it to everybody. To falls under that, and my wife appreciates that. Everybody, to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. I mean, you know, it's always a good thing when you can, you know, have a nice, beautiful Sunday, Mother's Day. Let your moms, if your moms aren't around, you let your significant other, if you have kids, you let them know. Family members that are moms, hey, let them know. Today they're appreciated. I mean, the reason why we're running late today is because I had a football game, grandson. Grandson did good. He did real good. He had a couple of good runs, and his team, they came through and they won. So that's awesome. That's awesome right there. Now, as we do realize, today is Mother's Day. Notice how I said that. Mother's Day. And you can also kind of see the title of today's song, of today's episode, or whatever you want to call it, is Credit Karma. More on the karma than the credit. Mm. And, you know, I literally have to go and get this belligerent drink, Twisted Tea. You remember the viral video where the guy knocked him out with a Twisted Tea can? Credit Karma scared me this morning so bad. And I really would like for everybody to go do this right now if you've ever utilized Credit Karma. Now, if you don't know what Credit Karma is, Credit Karma, it lets you take a look at your credit report and the reporting on a daily basis to monitor your credit. And it's by the same people that manage TurboTax, Intuit. Now, it is not one of the three major credit reporting bureaus. It's not Equifax. It's not TransUnion. It's not that. But Credit Karma today, on Mother's Day, they were a real mother. And, you know, I want to separate the two. You have Mother's Day, nurturing, kind, beautiful, M-O-T-H-E-R, apostrophe S. Then you got Mother's Day, M-U-T-H-A. And that's what good old Credit Karma was doing for your boy. Okay? And here it goes. So I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm one of them guys. Hey, I went buck wild when I became an adult, and I tore my credit to sunder. I mean, I literally, I, whoo, man. When I say, got scratched my back there real quick. Whoo, yeah, felt like a little credit karma knife. But anyway, my credit was horrible. It's not the best, but I was young, not that bright, didn't really know how to manage credit. Knew how to manage money, but not manage credit. And, you know, we fall in that in between. We were raised by baby boomers. We were Generation X. So we knew what a checkbook was. We knew what a bank account ledger was. But nowadays, nobody knows those things. But what I'm going to go ahead and say is, so I've also been a victim of, I'm not going to say identity theft, but I've had my debit cards cloned, where people have taken money from me. So I have become more aware of watching and managing not just my online presence, but my online financial presence. You know, and I'm not sitting here, your boy does not have an 800-900 credit score. My credit score, it ain't bad, but it ain't all that great. Okay, so what do? I kind of watch and I kind of manage. And by no way, I am not a financial person. Okay, the only thing I like to do when it comes to finances is know how much cash I got left to pay a bill and how much we get to donate to charity by November of every year. That's all the things that we keep it there, because that's what we do. We donate to charity and we stay out of jail. That's the two things. So what happened? Well, what I found that I usually do ever since I got above the bad in my credit history life, I said, you know what? Especially with all that stuff going on, I'm checking my stuff. I mean, I check my bank accounts to make sure that every little bit, just like I was working in a checkbook, this came out on this day, this was submitted this day, and I follow those rules. And in addition to that, I look and I check to make sure my credit cards update the balances when the statements run and all that good stuff. And I watch my debt to income when it comes to credit card utilization, debit card utilization. Well, a credit card utilization. Credit card utilization from all people recommending should be at around 30%. Okay. And, you know, your score will fluctuate. So I was feeling pretty good because I paid off a few bills. Things were going good. And so I was watching my credit score climb up, climb up, climb up. Then this morning, I'm sitting there and I say, well, let me pull up Credit Karma, because Credit Karma is free for a daily update. You can go to free annual credit report or annualcreditreport.com, and you can pull one. I think TransUnion lets you pull one once a week, but you know, you'll be able to pull it from the three major credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. But Credit Karma pulls from TransUnion and Equifax. It lets you see a representation of the score, but what it also lets you see is all of the items. So you can basically go to Credit Karma, or at least what I was doing was going to Credit Karma, looking and making sure all the appropriate accounts were there and double-checking it. Now, yeah, you could do that from most banks. You could do it from most credit cards, but you only get it updated once a month. This one allows you to look at it daily. Think if you think about it. One time you run it and you look at it each day and you can see the changes. You can see how much your score goes up and goes down based off the things you do. Okay? Now here's the issue. I logged in this morning just to double check to make sure everything was good. And the next thing you know, TransUnion looked at the score. I'm like, okay, bam, TransUnion, okay. TransUnion looking real frosty. All right, that's TransUnion. But then I look over at my Equifax score on Credit Karma, and my eyes got big. Whoa, let me tell you this. There was no score. There was a score yesterday, but there was no score today. I said, oh, well, maybe it was a hiccup or something. And I look in, and it said, account removed, account removed, account removed, account removed. And it was showing all of my credit cards saying the accounts were removed. And I said, okay, okay. And then I look at it, and I say, let's see the reason why these accounts were removed. Because I've paid a few bills off, okay? I paid a few bills off, and it said, boom. This is why this, you know, account gets removed or reduced or changed, and it tells you why. I looked at it, and every account, when I looked at the Equifax portion on Credit Karma, it said, account removed because account holder is deceased. I pulled it up. I looked on my phone again. I said, okay. I said, come on, Credit Karma. Put my fingerprint in. I'm logging into this thing. And I look and I say, okay. And it said, hold on. Wait a minute. You were deceased. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you're crazy. So I'm like, I wake up, I wish my wife a happy Mother's Day, and I look at her, I say, hun, I say, you got a Credit Karma account? Look up your Credit Karma, see what's wrong. So she pulls up Credit Karma, and she looks, and oh no, it's fine, it's fine. I'm like, y'all, you sure? She's like, yeah, it's good. So I say, because I also have accounts with each major credit bureau. So I go ahead and I pull up and I go, okay, let me take a good look. And so I pull up Equifax because I got it, each major credit bureau. I went to Equifax website. I said, let me make sure Equifax ain't reporting me dead. I go to Equifax. Everything looks great on Equifax. I'm like, okay. So Credit Karma had a glitch. And it's not, and this glitch said I was deceased. And it said all my accounts were closed and I was deceased. So after my wife said she was there, I'm like, okay, this can't just be me. So a couple of hours later, she goes back in and says, well, let me look at it again. And lo and behold, they did the exact same thing to her. No email saying we're sorry. No email saying, oops, our bad, we're having problems. But I think there may have been some issues. Now, just know, Credit Karma is not a credit reporting bureau. They're a private independent company that does soft pulls on your credit so they can offer you credit cards. That's what they do. They just spent some time paying off some legal fees because they were telling some people, oh, you can apply for this credit card. And there was no way in hell they should have been applying. Because when you apply for credit cards through Credit Karma, they get a cut. Yes, I found that out. They get a cut. Stop me if I'm wrong. And they were just kind of telling some people, yeah, yes. But it goes back to, it's like internet marketing. If you click a link, I get paid. You know, you go to goingfullnerd.com, you click a link, I get paid. That's what it is. I get. Now, here goes the deal with customer service. So I say, I got to reach out to their customer service. Don't think that I didn't. And I went to their customer service and I said, okay, here we go. Let me go ahead and start cussing these dudes out. Sunday morning, Mother's Day, it's time for me to take the twisted tea and go upside some people's heads over in Credit Karma. Well, in my Cartman voice from South Africa, well, nobody could get a hold of their customer service. Okay? First thing, wasn't taking emails. Live chat, wasn't taking live chat. It's Sunday. No need in calling a customer service number. And all they had was the automated saying, call volumes are high. We'll get back with you as soon as possible. I'm like, yeah, y'all messing up. And this is why it's important to kind of take a look and view your stuff, even if it's through a source like Credit Karma who messes up. Because if there's anything that goes wrong on your credit history or your credit report, it can really affect you in so many ways. You might not be able to open up a bank account. You may not be able to get a loan when you need to get a loan. You might run into some other issues when it comes to ID, to paying bills, and other things. The other part that I learned through some internet search history during the day today is that if it wasn't Credit Karma, say Equifax, or maybe TransUnion, or maybe Experian had made a mistake and actually did that on your actual credit report through their agency, they could be in serious legal trouble. So it is very important that you go to each of those things and check out what is in the system. Make sure your addresses are correct. Make sure they have your name correct. Make sure that you don't have any accounts showing up that you have not utilized or done. Maybe there was another individual with my same name that passed away and somebody did the wrong key input. This stuff is not all done by computers nowadays. And if it is, computers are not infallible. Okay? They mess up. Hence, why my show didn't start at 7 o'clock on the dot, but started more like 7:02. But it's, you know, it's one of those things, folks. And it always just seems to happen to your boy. But I will not leave you guys completely high and dry. And the reason why I'm not going to leave you completely high and dry, because I know you guys come here for the comic book related stuff. You do. You really, really do. And even though I like to vent sometimes and talk a little bit about what goes on with me, I did come up and create the Going Full Nerd, what movies we are planning to review for a good part of this year. So, let me go ahead and let you know what movies I plan on reviewing coming up over the next few months. So, starting on June 2nd, we are going to talk about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That is a part one. That is the animated feature with Miles Morales. You know, can't wait to see that. It's going to be me and my right hand, me and my grandson. We're going to go sit in the theater. We're going to fill up on junk, and we're going to watch that. It's just going to be me and him. It's going to be the two of us. Then, on June 9th, we got the movie Transformers Rise of the Beast. We're going to check that movie out because Optimus Primal, and just like we kind of talked about a couple of weeks ago, is are we really tired of the Transformers films? Have they jumped the shark? So let's see what happens with this one, especially since you got Unicron showing up in it. I don't know. Let's figure. Then we're going to roll into July. We're going to roll up with July 12th. We're going to check out Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. We're going to see the latest attempt at Tom Cruise trying to kill himself because he does his own stunts. Then we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a look. We got Flash coming up. If I remember correctly, that is June 16th. We're going to check out The Flash. Let's say it again, The Flash, and watch that and see what's going down with him. I did skip Flash, June 16th. I'm sorry. We went June 16th. July 12th is Mission Impossible. Sorry about that. Then we got on July 28th, it's a comedy, drama, family, fantasy, horror, mystery. And y'all like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm going to talk about Haunted Mansion. Yes. And the only reason why I'm going to check that out is because it has Jared Leto, Rosario Dawson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Winona Ryder. That should be interesting. Very interesting. Next, we're going to get to August 4th. That's going to be the new animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, Mutant Mayhem. And I'm going to take my right hand, my grandson, me and him going to peep that one out together. That's how we roll. Next, coming in, August 18th, we're going to check out Jamie Reyes, The Blue Beetle. Yes, Blue Beetle. Now, anything after Blue Beetle is sort of kind of speculation as far as movies are concerned, because I'm not sure how, if they're going to adjust some of these dates, or are they going to move forward, move back, all that stuff. Don't know if reshoots are needed. You got the writer's strike. So we don't know if that's going to go down. So right now, according to the stuff that I've seen, we've got Kraven the Hunter, which is from Sony. In other words, a Spider-Man villain with no spider. And they're making Kraven the hero. I don't know how that's going to go. I really don't. But that comes out October 6th, if it does come out at that time. Next thing you got is The Marvels, which I'm looking forward to. That's November 10th. Can't wait to see it. It looks good from the trailers. But a lot of movies look good from the trailers. So we're going to see how that goes. And then coming in December, we got Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, Jason Momoa with his bro Aquaman one more time before we finally finish with the Snyder-induced characters. Take a sip. Now, with that being said, there'll be some streaming stuff, hopefully some fillers. We got Sam Jackson, Secret Invasion, coming up June 21st. We got Ahsoka, To Be Determined, sometime in August. We got Echo. I think that got pushed back again. It said summer of this year, just along with Loki Season 2. But I think both of those got pushed back. We got the new animated series, X-Men 97. And I got a cool new X-Men shirt. I was going to wear it today, then I said, y'all not ready for it. Y'all not. I may wear it next week. But this week, y'all ain't ready for it. Then, you know, with the pushback, you got Ironheart, probably in the fall, maybe push back the next spring. Same with Agatha, Coven of Chaos, is supposed to be in the winter. And where's my What If? I thought they had the animated stuff done already. And they said Season 2 of What If is to be determined sometime this year. So I got the schedule. I got the stuff ready. I'm just waiting. Let it drop. Now, let's talk about those side stuff. You know, you look at stuff like The Witcher. You know, Henry Cavill ain't going to be in it, so I probably need to go back and watch the Henry Cavill Witcher. Side note, I never watched it. But then, you know, with the writer's strike, Stranger Things got pushed back. That sucks. Then you've got the movie-wise, you've got the prequel to Hunger Games. I mean, are we done with the Hunger Games style stuff? We got to go do a prequel now. Prequels are the new thing. Then I kind of sit back and I look and I say, you know what? It is what it is. I'm going to give you the best I can give you. I'm not going to fill it with fluff and I'm not going to do bait and click. So we're going to do everything we can to give an honest fan's opinion about all this stuff. So here's the deal, guys. I'm just glad y'all were able to join me today and listen to me rant about being probably one of the best-looking dead guys as far as credit. Now, there's an update to that story. I guess they finally got it correct. Because I just logged in while we were sitting here. And you know what? We are good to go. They finally got my score back up, and they say that I am not deceased on Credit Karma. But you can't believe how much that was scary to see this morning, to think that your credit history was getting wiped out. Anyway, remember, everybody, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all, send it to me. Peace, y'all, and I'm out of here. About to hit that funky outro music, and I'm gone. Boom. Hey, am I a zombie? No. Do I got to worry about Blade? Nope, because they pushed that movie back because of the writer's strike. It is what it is. But cheers. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And I'll see you again next week. Hopefully something good happens entertainment-wise. I think I'm going to have to take a note from my man Omar and start talking about some of these comic book releases coming out. I'm getting the info. If you go to goingfullnerd.com, you can see all the upcoming comic books with little synopses. So let's see where these stories go.